Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. As we launch into hour number three of the program, 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. FreeTalkLive.com is our website. We invite you to go there and poke around, enjoy it, because we give it away to you. That's, again, FreeTalkLive.com. I think we've finally exhausted all our phone calls. I've been pretty busy on the phones. Been waiting to get to some interesting numbers in regards to the Ron Paul campaign and possibly an open letter to the black community in regards to Ron Paul, which may be appropriate now with all this racism controversy bubbling up, which I think to some extent could be a good thing because negative publicity is better than no publicity at all. So some of this negative publicity that's coming up about these old 20-year-old newsletters that Ron Paul had apparently his name put on that allegedly weren't written by Ron himself have started stirred up some controversy, stirred up some news coverage, and that may give Ron Paul the chance to address these issues on television and in newsprint and that sort of thing, and thereby get a little extra attention for his campaign. Certainly not the kind of attention you want him to have, but some's better than none, right?
It's true. All right. Getting in the news is a good thing.
Well, we talked yesterday somewhat extensively about the political burnout factor, and we've spoken about it several times over the last several weeks, and a number of Ron Paul supporters got a little too excited. And, Mark, you might be guilty of being one of those people. You got a little bit too excited. You got way too... you predicted too much success, and so inevitably you were let down when Ron didn't even break into the double digits in the New Hampshire primary.
Well, one may argue that there might have been some shenanigans, but go on.
Well, that, you know, you can argue that all you want, but the
it
point
doesn't
is...
doesn't change anything.
Right. The point is, there are some really positive things you can look at and that you can talk about that will help alleviate some of your pain. One of those things is that this campaign, even at 8%, has been a tremendously successful campaign so far. And it's only just begun. There are still 48 more states out there, and Ron Paul still has millions of dollars in the bank, and he's continuing to raise more every single day. So the campaign's not even close to being over yet. That's a good thing. Secondly, it's the most successful libertarian campaign of all time. I would say more successful than all the libertarian campaigns combined that have come before. Tremendously successful.
It is successful.
New people discovering liberty as a result. That's why I'm contributing to the Ron Paul campaign, because I want new people to find liberty and, by proxy, find the show. But that's another story. But here's some more interesting statistics that I think will give you a little bit of a glimmer of hope, if not for the Ron Paul campaign itself, but for the future of liberty in America. They did some exit polling here in New Hampshire, and the numbers are very intriguing. Let's go through some of them, shall we? This from MSNBC. Ages. What they did here is they looked at the Republicans. I'm sure they did this for the Democrats, too, but we don't care. We only care about Ron Paul. They looked at the Republicans, and they asked several questions of the people coming out of the polls. And one of the things they did was they broke down the demographics. You know, what age was more likely to vote for Ron Paul? What age range? What demographics? Well, as it turns out, the younger the voter, the more likely they were to vote for Ron Paul.
I think a lot of people could have expected that. They, you know, there were a lot of young people involved in the campaign and that kind of thing.
19% of voters between 18 and 24 voted for Ron Paul.
Here in New Hampshire.
Right, here in New Hampshire.
So almost one out of every five.
One out of five, yep. And that's, now remember, the number you need to compare all these numbers to is 8%, because that's what he got. The number of votes in New Hampshire for Ron Paul was 8%. So more than double turned out in the younger set. Now, 25 to 29, it's 15% of voters. And it continues to drop from there. 30 to 39, 9%. 40 to 49, 7%. 50 to 64, 6%. If you're over 65, only 3% voted for Ron Paul. Mm. So it's very clear that the future of liberty in America, absolutely, and I've said this before on this show, absolutely lies with young people. And I said, you know, as I've said, you can't write off older folks. I mean, they're still important to talk to and help them understand liberty. But, you know, the facts are the facts. And the facts are people over 65, they're going to die soon.
Right. And the libertarian movement is, like we've said on the show many times, you know, it does rest with the young people, especially young males, unfortunately. And it's kind of like the hippie movement of the late 60s. You know, that's how socialism got, you know, got well entrenched in our government was, you know, that sort of thing. And I think that there could very well be a turnaround.
Also, another interesting set of numbers here: $15,000 to $30,000. People making that amount of money were more likely than any other income set to vote for Ron Paul. So, people not making a lot of money were more likely to vote for
Ron
Paul.
Can you imagine people not making a lot of money want to do away with the income tax?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? I wonder. And they say the income tax only, you know, it only affects rich people.
Also, interestingly enough, people who did not have a college degree, and some of this isn't really that statistically significant, but it's just sort of interesting. People without a college degree were more likely to vote for Ron Paul, 9% compared to 6%.
It's not that big of a disparity, but, you know, I can see it. A lot of, you know, the people that would not want to be part of the establishment, I don't have a college degree, and I think the people that wouldn't necessarily want to be part of the establishment might might vote for Ron Paul, and you know, they haven't been indoctrinated for nearly as long.
Right. Also, independents more than twice as likely to vote for Ron Paul than Republicans. Republicans only 6% voted for Ron Paul, while the independents 13% voted for Ron Paul. The problem in New Hampshire was that there weren't enough people that understood Ron Paul's message. You know, most of the average folk. And this is the problem all across America. Most average people who never participated in politics never heard Ron Paul's message. How could they? They don't watch MSNBC. They don't watch CNN.
Mm.
They might see The Tonight Show, but they don't watch most of the political junkie shows. They don't read the newspaper. So when they drive down the road and they see a Ron Paul sign, it's meaningless to them.
And one thing that I would consider a bad thing here in New Hampshire was, essentially, this was the biggest turnout ever. And
for a primary?
Yeah, for a primary. And a lot of people consider it their sort of duty to go vote in the primary. They're told to go vote. Well, what the hell are they voting for? They don't know anything about the issues. I mean, we talked to people on the air on that television show that didn't have any idea what they were talking about as far as issues. And they voted.
You want to see a perfect example of that? Did you ever go and watch Dennis's show, NH Capital Access, Mark,
no.
The episode I was telling you about? If you go into, I believe it's the Promoting Liberty Forum of the BBS, the Free Talk Live BBS, go to bbs.freetalklive.com, and look for the title, look for the thread that says, watch me PWN, as in own, but spelled with a P, watch me own a Democrat. Watch that video, and you will have an exact, you will totally understand the mindset of many of these voters. They are completely in the dark. This woman was a Hillary Clinton supporter who had the courage to go on television to talk about her candidate, and she got ripped to shreds by Dennis, one of our listeners.
I mean, Dennis is, certainly knows.
Well, Dennis
a lot
is
about
a sharp
liberty.
Guy, but you have to understand, this woman couldn't even come close to handling the things he was saying. She herself did not know what Hillary's positions were. All she knew was what she'd heard, and she'd heard things about free health care and uninsured people, and, you know, we need to help people and all that. They don't really even know what their candidates stand for. The ignorance is stunning. Please watch that. It's well worth your 20 minutes. Anyway, continue here. More interesting exit polling numbers. Now, this is really interesting to me. Ron Paul is a Baptist. Ron Paul is a religious man. He believes in Jesus and all that. But interestingly enough, Protestants only voted for Paul 4% of the time.
Hmm.
Other Christians only 6% of the time. People who identified their religious affiliation as none, 18% voted for Paul.
Once again, the nearly 1 in 5 number.
Also, religion, combined Protestant, other Christian, none. Let's see, I think atheist was in here somewhere. We'll probably get to that here in a moment.
The funny thing is I fit in all these demographics that voted for Ron Paul. It's no wonder that I thought that the numbers were going to come in higher.
The issue is really that just not enough of these people knew about Ron Paul. It's just penetration. It's penetration of this message that's the most critical aspect. And that's why shows like Free Talk Live and Penn & Teller's BS and John Stossel are so important, to bring this message to the average people so they can understand liberty, find a candidate that makes sense for them, and vote for him. How often do you attend religious services? More than once a week, only 5% voted for Paul. Never? 14% voted for Paul.
Mm.
Let's see, category, would you describe yourself as a born-again evangelical? Well, you can guess what the evangelicals, they voted for Huckabee 28% of the time. And actually, they were pretty evenly split. Evangelicals between Huckabee, McCain, and Romney, about 28, 28, and 27, only 3% voting for Paul. More here, interesting numbers here, statistics that are encouraging for the future of freedom in America. Your calls as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine for a moment that everyone trusted you. You would sell more, love more, and accomplish more than you ever imagined. Scientists have discovered the human hormone oxytocin increases people's trust in each other. Now with Liquid Trust, you can harness this power. Buy Liquid Trust now at 800-507-3718 or on the web at liquidtrustspray.com. Use code FTL to get free shipping.
Call 800-507-3718 or liquidtrustspray.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh-generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, Ken. It's Judy again. I just wanted to call you back and let you know how thankful Mike and I are for your working with us. You know the Sun Oven we ordered from you on KenSolar.com? It cooks all of our food and then some. Plus, we just sold the old gas barbecue. Also, the solar-powered generator reduced our electric bill just like you said it would, and it's powering my whole studio right now. We don't have to worry about our food going bad or surviving the outages anymore, either of which is huge. Well, Ken, I'll cut this one short for now, and thanks again. Go, Ken Solar.
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons. No long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round. Complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at KenSolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at KenSolar.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark,
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. Freetalklive.com is the place to go. We've got updates. Get signed up. Keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, just go to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com, use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com. Giving you something to chew on, something to think about. That in many cases is going to validate what you've always thought about libertarianism, who it appeals to, who's more likely to vote for Ron Paul than not. The exit polling from the New Hampshire primary, very instructive, very interesting, and confirming what it is that we believed. We were pretty darn certain that the message of liberty appealed more to young people than anyone else, and as it turns out, that's true by a wide margin. Young people absolutely voted far more for Ron Paul than people that were older, and it just the numbers kept going down. The older people got, the less likely they were to vote for Ron Paul. So it seems clear that efforts should absolutely be focused on recruiting people to vote for Ron Paul in the younger set. Advertising should be focused from the campaign. They really need to turn their advertisements toward young people more so than they have. I've seen some of their
ads. What's that, MTV and the internet?
But the type of the ads as well.
Okay.
I mean, the internet's good because the Ron Paul supporters are out there creating their own ads, and that's cool. That's what needs to be done. But as far as the official campaign ads, they're just sort of run-of-the-mill-looking political ads that are just sort of appealing to politicos, and politicos tend to not be young. They tend to be old. So I think they need to have they need to bring in a new advertising director or something like that to revamp the ads to be cool for young people. That's just a suggestion, just based on some of these numbers here. Also, we're finding out that people that are not religious are more likely to vote for Ron Paul. Very intriguing in that Ron Paul is a religious guy. So it's clear that many of these people that are voting for Ron Paul could care less what Ron's religion is.
Yeah.
In fact, here's a question that's very relevant. How much does it matter to you that a candidate shares your religious beliefs? Those who answered a great deal, only 4% voted for Ron Paul, whereas 12% who said not at all voted for Ron Paul.
Mm-hmm.
So three times as many. Are you currently married? Married people, less likely to vote for Ron Paul. Interestingly enough, 7% of married people voted for Ron Paul, while 11% of unmarried people. So when did you finally decide, this is kind of interesting, when did you finally decide for whom to vote in the presidential primary? Just today, the day of the primary, 5% decided on Paul, and then in the last month, 10%.
And I think some of those
10%.
Numbers have blown up because New Hampshireites tend to be a little jaded. We're the first in the nation as far as the primary goes and all.
Mm-hmm.
They tend to be a little jaded towards these things and have a tendency to tell pollsters that we haven't made up our minds yet. I just made up my mind just before going in the poll. Personally, I'm thankful that those 5% of people that did decide today voted for Ron Paul. But as far as I'm concerned, if you just decided the day of voting, you shouldn't have voted.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything here. Those are most of the interesting questions, and they get into just more issues-based questions and that sort of thing. But as far as the demographics, the statistics, the income brackets, poor people, young people, more likely to vote for Ron Paul. Non-religious people, more likely to vote for Ron Paul. It's clear who needs to be targeted for the message of liberty. Not to say that everyone else should be excluded. They shouldn't. But if you've got money to spend, now you know where to spend it. 1-800-259-9231. All right, so in other news, in the world of Ron Paul, someone requested that I do this story. I mentioned it a few nights ago. It's Robert Wicks, LouRockwell.com. He is a black libertarian. And we love Robert. He is actually a staff member here at Free Talk Live behind the scenes.
He stayed at my house when he visited.
And here he is. It's an open letter to the black community on behalf of Ron Paul. Blacks in America have long been victims of the state and its allies. From slavery to the war on drugs, laws which prevent a person using his own body and property as he sees fit have had terrible effects on generations of black folk. Initially, the oppression of blacks was widespread and decentralized. This required a different set of strategies from the widespread centralized oppression of today. Many blacks, he's comparing slavery of olden days to slavery of today. Many blacks are concerned when the matter of rolling back the federal government is broached. It's undeniably true that the various state governments of the past supported terrible atrocities against black people. At such a time, political strategies had to be developed to deal with the most pressing threat. As the political winds have changed, so too must the strategies change, even for those who believe in the legitimacy of government. The war on drugs is the most pressing legal issue facing black people. Racial profiling, raids on homes which result in death and oppression, such as the cases of Katherine Johnston and Corey May, are directly attributable to the war on drugs. States and localities have been moving in the direction of decriminalization for marijuana for decades. The federal government has been opposing such measures the entire time. A presidential candidate's position on the war on drugs is the first legitimate political litmus test I've seen within my lifetime. The issue is serious, affecting the lives of millions, and not just black people. It is something which calls into question the most fundamental of all human rights, the right to treat your own body as you see fit. And this is one of the reasons why libertarians find this issue so important. And it's something that some people just don't understand about us. Like, why do you guys always talk about legalizing drugs? Well, because it affects everybody. Because the drug war has gotten into everyone's lives. Not to say it was good in the first place. It wasn't.
If you don't think that the drug war affects you,
you're wrong.
You're absolutely wrong. You know, I don't do drugs, but the fact is that there's somebody out there in this town right now that's so thoroughly addicted to their drug of choice, be it heroin, crack, cocaine, whatever it is, that they're willing to hurt people.
Or
and they're willing
steal
to
stuff.
Steal things in order to get what they want.
And even if those people weren't out there, the other side of that...
Well, don't let me finish, because that's a reason to keep drugs illegal. The reason that it's bad is because drugs are illegal, the price is so much higher. They're diminishing supply, therefore driving up the price. The demand's still going to be there. You're not going to get rid of the demand no matter what.
Right.
So those people have to get a whole bunch of money. There's lots of alcoholics. There's lots of smokers that work every day and pay for their addictions. They are thoroughly addicted and work every day. Whereas a drug user, they can't really work at McDonald's and have, you know, and supply their addiction.
No, they can't.
They have to steal. They have to prostitute themselves. They have to do outside the law kind of things. So they may very well come to my house, cut my throat, and steal my wallet.
You can very well be next. But even if those people weren't out there, Mark, it'd still be an issue in that you're paying for all of this violence. You're paying for all of this enforcement that's resulting in your rights being just whittled away and destroyed by the government. And you're paying for this. So not only your rights to freedom and freedom from unreasonable search and seizure and all that being just destroyed, but you're also paying through the nose for a drug war that has absolutely not at all reduced the usage of drugs. So it's just a statistical failure as well as a financial failure. Anyway, we continue with Robert. He says, of all the major presidential candidates, one and one alone has called for an end to this scourge to the black community, Ron Paul. The other candidates are unconcerned, in favor of the drug war, or too cowardly to speak out. Ron Paul has shown the courage of his convictions through his unabashed opposition to the drug war. More with Robert Wicks. Your calls as well. 800-259-9231. Keith wants to talk about drug users. We'll talk to him. And the latest on Radiohead's unusual CD release. It's Free Talk Live.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, Dr. Deagle here from the NutraMedical Report, 2 to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday here on Genesis. You may have heard how relaxing an ionic foot spa can be. The warm, soothing bubbles rushing around your feet. The joy of relaxation. Few people realize how much benefit the ionic cleansing can be to remove toxins from your body. Electrochi Premier Foot Spa helps in cleansing the body of harmful toxins and energizes your cells. Each treatment will electrically recharge you at the cellular level. Your cells become electrically balanced and the cells are oxygenated. Your body will begin to work better. Energy helps your body to purge heavy metals, toxins, and parasites. And with ElectroChi, your well-being, vitality, and energy and health will improve dramatically, and you'll feel rejuvenated and energized. This is sold at thousands less than your health professional's office. Activate your wellness with a relaxing, energizing detoxification with Electro Chi Energy Foot Spa. Balance your body's meridians of energy and your wellness today. 888-212-8871 or Nutramedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle and is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
Is your credit score holding you back? Are you paying more for everything just because you don't have perfect credit? Well, it's not your fault. Credit card companies are doing everything they can to keep you in debt and never let you escape. But I've got a system that can fix your credit score once and for all. And I'm going to send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system today.
My credit score is now 758. My wife and I are shouting for joy right now.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't just fix your credit score, it will permanently rebuild your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have.
Our credit score was in the low 600s and now we're at 780.
You can wipe the slate clean once and for all. Call right now and I'll rush you my free tape. For your free tape, call 1-800-504-4770. That's 1-800-504-4770. 1-800-504-4770.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Get on the wiki and get interactive there with over 1,500 pages created by listeners just like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com. See what it's all about. Have fun. Wiki.freetalklive.com.
How would you like to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet? Check out this amazing doctor-recommended product. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, find out how to order. That's FTLDiscount.com.
All right, continuing an open letter to the black community on behalf of Ron Paul from Robert Wicks at LouRockwell.com. He's also one of our IT guys behind the scenes, and he's pointing out that the war on drugs has to be one of the number one issues that is facing black people in that racial profiling, raids on homes resulting in death, oppression, all directly attributable to the war on drugs, the war on drugs resulting in people going to jail who otherwise have not harmed anyone else, thereby getting rap sheets, getting records, which harms their chances to get a good, solid career into the future. It's just tragic. There's so many tragedies surrounding the war on drugs. And Robert Wicks is pointing out that only Ron Paul has absolutely come out and oppose the war on drugs. No, Dennis Kucinich, he's only for, you know, slight legalization of marijuana. Dennis Kucinich wants
treatment programs.
Right, he wants the drug dealers to still be going to jail and stuff. Ron Paul's the only candidate out there supporting ending the war on drugs.
I wanted to address real quick the idea that ex-cons have trouble getting jobs. I am an ex-con, and I can tell you that yes, some employers do check records and, you know, that kind of thing. I wouldn't recommend that you go just disclosing to everyone that you're an ex-con like I do. I don't have a boss. But ex-cons, you know, they do face discrimination. Think about it for a second. If you're an employer and you've got to choose between two employees that otherwise are pretty much equal in your eyes from what you can tell, and you find one has a marijuana conviction from 5 years ago and the other one doesn't.
I hired the marijuana guy.
You would, but it affected your decision. You see?
Yeah.
One way or the other, it affected
right.
your decision.
Just because he might help me get some good weed, that's all.
But whatever. But everybody out there realizes it's, you know, they especially if you're a manager and it's not your own business and that kind of thing, then what? You're actually hiring for someone else and, you know, it makes it difficult.
Laws against drug use, says Robert Wicks, are no more justifiable than miscegenation laws. They are laws which attack the root of the notion that all men are created equal by establishing that some have the right to rule over others, and those others have no similar right. What other justification is there for preventing an adult from inhaling, ingesting, or injecting the chemical of his choice into his own body? A large portion of the black prison population is imprisoned because of drug offenses. Many of those who are imprisoned for other offenses, such as property crimes and violent crimes, are there as a result of the various violent consequences of the war on drugs, as you explained earlier, Mark.
And don't forget, there's all kinds of quote-unquote violent crimes that weren't violent. If you carry a weapon while you have drugs on you, that's armed trafficking. It's considered a violent crime. Not violent. No one got hurt.
Now, Ron Paul doesn't claim to be able to fix all this. As president, he can only constitutionally stop the federal war on drugs, not those in which the states engage. But removing federal support for drug prohibition could have tremendous impact nonetheless. First, it would obviously mean that some people would no longer be imprisoned. No more federal drug charges and federal prison time for drug offenses. Also, the timber would be set for states to follow suit. There have already been several states which have indicated interest in backing off the war on drugs, and our neighbors to the north and south have also indicated this willingness. It's easy to imagine California and Montana, for example, completely legalizing marijuana and perhaps extending that legalization to other drugs as well. Right now, federal drug raids are a major problem for legal marijuana vendors in California. In his appearance on Tavis Smiley's All-American Presidential Forum, Ron Paul impressed me immeasurably with his ability to actually address this extraordinarily important issue. While other candidates either refuse to show up or divert attention from their unwillingness to actually do things clearly within their power as president, Ron Paul spoke clearly to what he supported. How many other candidates have expressed any desire whatsoever to actually eliminate a law? How many have expressed concern over what the government is doing to oppress the very people it's charged to protect? How many actually criticize the government for evil, which the government itself perpetuates? The answer is one. The answer is Ron Paul. Let's go to the phones. We'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Let's talk to Keith in Tennessee. Keith, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
I mean, Ron Paul is great and all, but I think Obama has a better chance of winning. And he said that he's going to let states, if they decriminalize, well, if they have medical marijuana, he's going to let them do that. He's not going to bother them like the current administration. So what do you think about Obama? He seems like he has a better chance.
Well, I can see that, you know, the war on drugs is largely a war on marijuana. I'll concede that point. But what does Obama think about legalizing drugs entirely?
Yeah, what about
men? Well, I know he likes to use cocaine. He's proud of his cocaine use.
Okay.
So I don't think anyone ever asked him.
He also is a smoker. So he's not going to ban smoking like Huckabee or some of the other people. So
well, I don't
seems
think
like
we have
pretty
a,
good on the drugs.
Yeah, well, so we got another 4-year reprieve while just the local municipalities and states crack down on smoking and the federal government doesn't.
Yeah, the fact is people like us vote for what we believe in, and the only candidate that that comes close, and he's 99% for me, to what I believe in is Ron Paul. There'd be no way I would vote for a socialist in the hopes that he might not prosecute federal
Freedom's
drug crime.
Freedom's my issue. Pot is not my issue. And Obama's just another socialist.
Well, Ron Paul's a socialist. He supports public schools. He said he's proud to send all of his kids to public school.
Did he say that?
I can't verify. I can't verify what you've said. I don't know.
All of his kids went to public school, and he's very proud of that.
That shocks me.
Yeah, I find that shocking, too.
The governor of South Carolina, who is Ron Paul's protege in Congress, who also claims to be a libertarian, is proud to send his kids to public school.
Perhaps, I don't know who that guy is, and perhaps, you know, perhaps he is proud to send his kids to a public school. I don't know why, but, you know.
And Ron Paul also said he would not eliminate welfare. He said that.
Would you disagree that Ron Paul is the most pro-freedom candidate out there?
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, there's that one Democrat that y'all mentioned the other day when you were talking about the kooky Democrat from
Mike
North
Gravel?
Carolina.
Mike Gravel?
No, the one who believes in conspiracy theories that Ian was going on about and said he had all these votes, and then it turns out he didn't.
Well, there's a guy who got 7 votes, maybe, in the state of New Hampshire. His last name was Crow. Yeah. Right.
Ron Paul has said he's not going to get rid of welfare because, A, he can't as president. B, he wants to also come off and appear to the voters as, you know, that he cares about the people that have become addicted to the government handouts. So his position, while not entirely purely libertarian, is essentially that if you are hooked on government handouts, he wants to help you, you know, wean you off of them, while at the same time allowing people like on Social Security, for instance, to opt out and pull out of these government welfare programs and these government wealth redistribution programs. Not pure libertarianism, but darn way better than what any of the other candidates are saying. So,
okay, could you answer one more question for me?
Yeah.
I have a concern. One of your sponsors, they talk about something and it doesn't make sense to me. A SACL CAI talks about a fully orbed approach, and I don't know if that's a sexual comment or what. Can you answer that for me?
Thanks for the call, Keith.
I don't think it's a sexual comment. I think it's just talking about they
cover all the bases.
Yeah, they cover all the bases.
Yeah, and they're quality folks there at SACL CAI and a very liberty-friendly business. So definitely get them on board if you've got some collections.
What's sexual
to do
about orbed?
I think he was drunk. All right. Speaking of Ron Paul, it's sort of related to the questions Keith was asking. Jesse emails in the show. She says, I enjoy the show, but why all the support for Ron Paul? Dennis Kucinich is the best man for the job. Ron Paul's against abortion and doesn't believe in evolution. He's an idiot. Have you read The War on Religion by Ron Paul? And then she links to an article by him. She says, I'm an atheist and a liberal, and I support Dennis Kucinich.
Well, you're an atheist, a liberal, and a socialist. It has a tendency to go together. Ron Paul, what he believes as far as religion goes, I don't believe the Bible word for word by any stretch of the imagination, but I don't care what other people's religions are. That's fine with me. What does believing in evolution mean? Lots of Christians believe in some level of evolution. They just believe the spark of life was given by God.
Right. I could have sworn I read something where Ron Paul was actually talking favorably about evolution.
And more importantly, I care about a president that understands freedom and economics.
Right.
Dennis Kucinich does not.
Ron Paul doesn't want to shove his beliefs down our throat. And I can come back and talk a little bit more about these two issues and Dennis Kucinich and why he's not the best man for the job. This is Free Talk Live. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by Savirest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to Savirest.com and buy a latex mattress today. Savirest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Did you stuff yourself at Thanksgiving? Plan on stuffing yourself the rest of the holiday season? Do some damage control right now with a rapid weight loss system you can fit in between celebrations. Don't let your weight get completely out of control this holiday season. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to reduce your credit card balances by thousands? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you to a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by thousands of dollars. You can consolidate all your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call now to speak to one of our specialists and learn how to get your very own customized debt Wealth Management Program, 800-794-4313. Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now to speak to one of our specialists. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free, the consultation is free, and the information could change your life. Call now. 800-794-4313. That's 800-794-4313.
America is the fattest nation on the planet. The obesity epidemic kills over 300,000 Americans each and every year, and this number continues to rise at an alarming rate. With fast food chains everywhere, eating right is not an easy task. It's time to stop eating those unhealthy meals and fattening snacks. Assure that you and your family do not become a statistic. Introducing the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator brings healthy eating to a whole new level. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits, vegetables, fish, and beef quickly and easily. The Excalibur Dehydrator is perfect for vegetarians, vegans, and those who want to cut out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives in most foods found at the grocery store. Gardeners, you'll love how much time and money you'll save making your own herbs and spices from your own kitchen. Hunters, keep your cash and make your own jerky from home. It's amazing all the uses you'll find with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. Call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves, even in these remaining moments. 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Again, all the features on the site we give away. Now, if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up, and you can help spread the message of liberty as far and as wide as possible, because the $3 a month you'll send into the show gets reinvested into promoting Free Talk Live to more radio stations. In fact, looking forward to getting an agreement for weeknights from a station in the Chicago area. Not quite Chicago, but darn close. Anyway, that's all on the way. It's our friends in actually Michigan City. They've been on board for a little while. It's going to be officialized here within the next, 24 hours. So looking forward to really announcing that station here in a little bit. But the AMP dollars are making that possible. It's your $3 a month that's helping us spread this show faster than we ever possibly could on our own. And you get perks. You get access to the AMP-only chat room. Brian Travis called in earlier from Colorado to brag about the chat room and how much fun he had there last night. It is a good time. Also, the AMP-only forum and AMP-only call-in line. Get all the details at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Our emailer claims she's an atheist and a liberal. She says she thinks Dennis Kucinich is the best man for the job. Well, I would agree if the job is making America into a socialist state, because that's what Dennis Kucinich is all about. And he'll tell you. He's not going to try to candy coat that.
No, one thing I do like about Dennis Kucinich is the guy is largely speaks the truth. You ask him questions
about how he feels, you mean. Yeah.
Yeah,
so he absolutely wants more government control in all kinds of different areas, while Ron Paul wants to get the government out of my life. So it's clear that if the job is to lessen the involvement of government in our lives, Ron Paul is the man for the job. And it doesn't matter to me if Ron Paul's personally against abortion. His viewpoint is the federal government shouldn't be involved, that the Fed shouldn't be financing abortion, that the Fed shouldn't be preventing abortion. It's not the federal government's business. And that's a libertarian position on abortion. He says, let the states decide. Does that mean some states will outlaw it? Probably. But it means other states will definitely make it legal. So if you live in Utah, you just have to drive, to the next state over to get your abortion done. Is that big of a deal? I don't think so. Certainly, it's a good idea because then it doesn't give the federal government the power to control your body, the power to control your life. And I don't think state government should be involved either, but that's a state issue, not a federal one.
And he's only running for the highest office in the federal government.
Right. And again, it doesn't matter if he believes in evolution or not. I've actually read things that suggest that he's fairly favorable towards it, while at the same time...
What difference does it make what a person believes as far as, evolution or religion or anything?
It has nothing to do with anything.
In doing the presidency. Look, I'm not looking for a guy who feels like I feel on every single issue. Well, I'm looking for a guy in the presidency that will protect my freedom.
Now, it does make a difference, Mark, if the candidate is one who wants to shove their viewpoint down your throat,
like
George Bush with his abstinence plan, where George Bush is giving money to religious-based organizations to bring abstinence education to government schools. In that case, it's kind of bad what the individual's beliefs are. But Ron Paul wants to abolish the Department of Education. Ron Paul doesn't want to tell you how you should teach your kids. He wants you to decide that. So again, it's totally a non-issue what his personal beliefs are on that. And that's why the statistics we read earlier, Mark, from the exit polling, showed that atheists, people with no religious affiliation, were two to three times more likely to vote for Ron Paul than religious people. So, Jesse, I'm sorry, but your fellow atheists are more likely to vote for Ron Paul than the Christians you know. But how does that make you feel?
Atheists are more likely than the Christians you know, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. There you go. 800-259-9231. Oh, here's an interesting update for you. We talked recently about the Radiohead release of their new album on the internet. You remember this, Mark, where they set up...
Right. They released the album on the internet. They didn't use a record company or anything like that for the original release, and people could give whatever they wanted to as far as buying the album.
Now, the record companies have been saying, the internet, it's killing our sales. Our CD sales are going down. And they are. The CD sales are going down. But one of those factors might be that people hate the record companies and they want to stick it to them because they're suing their own customers. The record companies think it's a good business plan to threaten their customers with lawsuits, which is a whole other issue, but that's asinine. So Radiohead released their new album on the internet and they let people pay whatever they wanted for it. The average price was $6, and they sold a whole bunch of copies. Mark, I don't know what you're doing over there, but I can hear things. Are you watching some video? What are you doing?
No, my computer's muted.
Okay. I thought I heard something.
And I'm not watching any videos.
All right. Be good.
I was mapping from Michigan City, Indiana to Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, okay. How far is it?
It's about an hour and a half, hour and a 20-minute drive.
That's not so bad. Okay, so anyway, Radiohead asked people to voluntarily pay for their album. You could download it for free if you wanted to. And inevitably, some people did. And then it's the headphones. That's what's doing it. Anyway, so Radiohead had tremendous success releasing this. They made millions off of this internet-only release. Millions. And now they've released the CD. How do you think the CD did? Because remember, the internet's supposed to be bad for CD sales, right?
I don't think it did that well compared to any other CD out there.
Whatever the price, according to the Associated Press, Radiohead's In Rainbows is a top seller. The band's seventh album was number one on the week's music charts with sales of 122,000 copies, according to Nielsen SoundScan figures. Is that 100,000? Is that platinum?
I don't remember.
According to Nielsen SoundScan figures released Wednesday, the physical standard price release sold fairly well, even though Radiohead 3 months ago made a digital copy of the disc available for download on its website with optional pricing. Radiohead has declined to announce how many copies it sold or how much money it made from the digital release, but many in the music industry wondered how it would affect the sales of the physical copy. The band released the disc on January 1st through TBD Records, a sublabel of ATO. For its first six albums, Radio was under contract with music giant EMI Group. Hail to the Thief, the band's 2003 disc, sold 300,000 copies in its
first week. Platinum's 100,000, gold is 50,000.
Sold 300,000 copies in its first week back in 2003 and eventually sold approximately 1 million copies. Early January is considered a slow period in CD sales, but the disparity between Thief and Rainbow's sales was likely due to the earlier digital release. The list price for the hard copy of In Rainbows is $13.98. For the digital release, fans could pay whatever they wanted. Radiohead also announced Wednesday will embark on a North American tour, European tour, blah, blah, blah. So, the point here is that, yes, this particular CD did sell less copies than their CD did back in 2003. But it's been 5 years, and the internet has really come along since then. And they made a major cash on that internet-only release. So a lot of people were probably okay with just, you know, downloading that copy, paying the few bucks that they paid for it, and, you know, that was it. But the fact is, they still hit number one in CD sales, despite their internet release.
Well, it's probably because of their internet release. Largely, you know, I mean, the more buzz you get around your music, then the more people are going to want it. If nobody's talking about it, nobody's listening to it, then you're not going
to
sell it.
It just seems to me, Mark, that the evidence continues to pile up that internet distribution of music and movies and other media are actually beneficial to the, you know, the longevity of the sales of the, that particular band or a producer or whatever it is that, that you're purchasing. Because people understand, they get it. They understand that if they don't buy the product, if they don't lay down some cash, and nobody else does either, the guys are going to go away. They're going to say, you know, screw this. We've sold enough albums. We're done. We're throwing in the towel. They know that. They don't want Radiohead to go away. They don't want Free Talk Live to go away. They
don't
want
people buy solely for the purpose of, I want to support this band. I think that they, you know, they want whatever the product is, for whatever reason.
Well, of course the product has to be good, Mark, but no, they're going to pay money for it as opposed to not pay at all, because they do feel some responsibility for helping this band
continue. I don't
know
if they feel responsibility or not. I don't know if any of the people that purchased this album that broke sales records here, you know, number one album, I don't know if they felt anything or not, but the evidence is that they're buying.
Well, I can tell you that from some of the things that our amplifiers send, they absolutely feel responsible. They feel like many of our amplifiers, we just got somebody emailed recently who was listening to our internet show we did last week where we were talking about amp and, you know, how many people subscribe mm-hmm. versus non-subscribe. It's like, what, a tenth of our internet listeners that amp are less than around a tenth. Anyway, he said that, you know, he'd been listening for a year and a half or whatever, and he felt obligated. He felt guilty. Now, we're not trying to make you feel guilty. I've made it clear. Look, it's no big deal to me whether you do or you don't. It makes a nice difference for us if you do, and we appreciate it if you do. It can help us if you do. And so he wanted to help us. He felt bad about not. So he paid a year and a half retroactively. I think he was inspired by John in New Hampshire, who did the same thing. So the fact is, some people do feel that way, and they do understand that it's their dollars that help these people continue to create entertaining products for them to consume. If they don't support them with their dollars, they're going to go away eventually. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Back tomorrow night online in the meantime. FreeTalkLive.com.
Can you hear that? It's the Federal Reserve stealing your savings. It's time for you to inflation-proof your money. Get America's second most popular currency, the Liberty Dollar, 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's been America's inflation-proof currency since 1998. Use the Liberty Dollar to make money, do good, and have fun. Get it at a discount and use it at a profit. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Since